Let not your hearts be troubled, Jesus says. Okay, that's easy. Now I'm never going to be anxious again. I'm never going to worry again, right? Because Jesus said, don't worry. It's like when somebody's really upset, you tell them, calm down. And then, oh yeah, that's a great idea. Never thought about that before. No, I think Jesus gives us a little bit more. And I think the way to understand what's going on in the scriptures today is to kind of work backwards. Let not your hearts be troubled. Okay, why is my heart troubled? Start there. Ask yourself this. And I'm going to ask myself, why is my heart troubled? And I'll tell you, I have a kind of combination of things, but it comes down to a couple of different things. My heart is troubled because I am trusting that this world is my permanent home. I believe somewhere in my heart, in some ignorant part of my heart, that I'm meant to remain in this world and that this is it, this is the end of it. And because of that, the people that I see around me, including myself, I trust in them. And that's okay. It's okay to trust people to some degree. But the problem with people is that they lie. And sometimes they lie out of malice to hurt you. And sometimes they lie out of weakness. Sometimes they just disappoint you. Sometimes you have an expectation, oh, we're going to do this. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. They make promises. And just life happens. Things just don't work out that way. And they fail you. And you fail them. And so, if I'm putting my trust in human beings, and human beings are weak, all of us are, and are sinners, all of us are, that trust is going to be betrayed. On top of that, even if I find somebody who's actually faithful, who's actually good, who's actually like a worthy friend, and I'm a worthy friend to them, if that miracle happens, awesome, there's something else that's kind of even worse. That person is going to die one day. At some point, and I was told this by a very good priest friend of mine when I was still in the seminary. He said, look, I have bad news for you. At some point, everybody is going to fail you. Everybody is going to disappoint you, including yourself. Except Jesus Christ. He's the only one that's not going to fail you. He's the only one that's not going to disappoint you. And he's the only one that's no longer going to die. So why are your hearts troubled? Why is my heart troubled? Because I'm putting too much trust. Too much. I'm not saying you should never trust anybody and don't care about anybody because we're all going to die anyway. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying your heart is troubled because you're overdoing it. You are trusting a human being to be more than they are. And when they fail you, which you should know that they will, you're upset. When they don't keep their promises. And when they die, and they will all die. We will all die. We keep forgetting that. Because we keep thinking, I'm going to get another life like I'm playing a video game. That I'm just going to pop back up where I started and I'm going to be able to keep going. No, it doesn't work that way. And I keep thinking I'm going to come back like it's a movie or something. It doesn't work. And then when somebody dies, I'm upset as if they're the only one that ever died. Like I'm the first one that lost his grandma or grandpa or something like that. No, I'm not the first one, and I'm not going to be the last. And this death that we get upset about, and it is sad, it is a true tragedy. It's not like God is punishing just me because he's taking away the one person that I love, as if everybody else is immortal except for the one person that I care about, and that person only is dying. That's completely just upside down. And why do people keep disappointing me? Why do people keep failing? Why do people keep betraying me? As if you're the only one that's ever met a sinner. No, nobody's victimizing you. We're all in a world that is chaotic and that is absolutely temporary, that's slipping through our fingers like sand at the beach. That is just the way the world is. And the problem is, the reason our heart is troubled is because we're expecting people and we're expecting the world to be something that they can't be. And that is just the wrong way to go about life. It's just the wrong way. What's the right way? No, who is the right way? Jesus is the way. He is the way, not the way we think it is. What does it mean that Jesus is the way? His person. To live as he lived, awesome. We're going to try our best to do that, and we're going to fail, but we're going to keep trying. To be united to him in the sacraments and in prayer, to get to know him by reading the Bible, that's the way. He's also the truth. He's not going to deceive us. He's not going to fail us. He's not going to disappoint us, because he is the truth. And he is life, because he has died and risen from the dead and defeated death. And he is the only one who is the truth. He's the only one who is the life. And we're trying to make somebody else our Jesus. And we're attempting to make some other place our home. But that home is going to fall apart and rot, just like every other house that's ever been built. And that family is going to pass away like every other family that's ever existed. And so our home is in the Father's house. That is our permanent home. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. You belong there. And there's a place for you there. And that is where you will find no deception, no lies, no failures, and no death. And only there. Therefore, when the world disappoints you and when human beings disappoint you, you better forgive them. You better forgive them. Because it was never a possibility that they were ever going to be perfect. Nobody. And when you fail, forgive yourself as well. And let God forgive you. And then move on and make Christ your way. Let him be your truth. Let him be your life. And pray that you find your room in the Father's house.